I don't know what stretch you call that. Call them both together?
Yeah.
Suit?
Uh-huh. And if it's not an old suit, it would be a...
new suit.
Okay. And if his pockets were all filled up with things and sticking out like this, you might say his pockets were... what?
Full.
Okay, they were full. Would you ever start them bulging out or bulging out? Which of those?
Bulging out would be all
okay.
Right.
And if you wash something in, wash certain kinds of cloth in cold, in hot water, they might get smaller. You'd say the clothes...
shrink.
Okay. And something you open up on a rainy day, you take outside and...
umbrella.
Okay, and something you wear to keep your pants up that,
suspenders.
All right. Remember them called anything else? Remember them called anything else?
Galoshes.
Yeah. And something that a woman might carry outside in her hand with her, might carry a handkerchief and some money in there.
Satchel.
Yeah. Any other names for that?
I remember one old thing that I don't guess any of the women now knows what it is. It's a satchel. Women used to carry the
handbag, they call them.
Women used to carry the baby diapers in them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what was it called that way back in the old people? Reticule?
Reticule.
That's the size of it. See, a woman now has got to have a great big, what they call them, purses now.
Uh-huh. Right, that's just what I was getting at. Something you might, a woman might wear around her neck. She, you know, something, she gets dressed up, she might...
well,
on a string.
So many things they wear around her neck.
Uh-huh. So did you ever use a the term either a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, they wear beads of all kinds now.
Okay. And when you get in bed, you put your head down on what?
Pillow.
All right. And remember what they call a long pillow that goes all the way across the bed?
Bolster.
Okay.
And I don't get as many young folks who know that.
No, that's right. You don't see them much anymore.
But my mother used to have a long pillow. That's the bolster. Did you ever have that? You never did have that.
Yes, we had we had them long when I was right little.
They were playing out. When me and you started.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long they are now. That's been about 75 years ago.
And something that is put over a bed after the bed's been made up.
I don't know what that means.
We used to call them canopins. Now they call them canopins.
Canopin?
Mm-hmm.
Canopin, yeah, that's one. Mm-hmm.
And now they call them bedspreads.
Canopin.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How about a washable, something that women used to make? Something like a blanket.
Washable?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they were tied.
Hmm?
Sometimes they were tied together. And women used to get together sometimes and make these. They'd have a party like and make these things. Something like a blanket.
I don't know what that is. You know that?
I don't know.
I was thinking of a quilt.
Right now.
Oh, yeah, a quilt.
Yeah.
Sure. And what do you call a bed made up flat on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. And then, do you